DHS shutdown hits 1 week. The Department of Homeland Security remains in shutdown after lawmakers last week failed to reach an agreement to fund the agency. Funding lapsed on February 13 after a final monetary patch was rejected in the Senate. Since then, lawmakers have left Washington to return to their districts, with the Senate not set to return until February 23, setting up a minimum 10-day shutdown. However, with the current state of negotiations, that shutdown could go much longer. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has said that three core reforms to ICE and CBP must be included in the legislation to win Democratic support. First, Schumer said, Democrats are calling for an end to roving patrols of ICE agents in U.S. cities. He called for a solution that would require warrants and coordination with local and state law enforcement. Second, we want to enforce accountability, Schumer said. Federal agents should be held to the same use of force policies that apply to state and local law enforcement, and be held accountable when they violate these rules. Finally, Schumer said Democrats are calling for reforms to require ICE and other immigration agents to wear body cameras, remove masks, and always carry proper state identification. Senate Democrats aren't the only ones making demands, however. In the lower chamber, conservative Republicans are leading calls for the Senate to approve the House-passed Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility Act, a bill requiring proof of citizenship to register for federal elections, as a condition of passing reforms. The two sides do not seem to be nearing a deal to overcome the impasse. The shutdown is affecting nearly every agency within DHS, disrupting training, preparedness, and administrative operations even as frontline security functions continue. The Coast Guard has suspended some training exercises, delayed maintenance for boats and aircraft, and halted payments to contractors, potentially affecting operational readiness over time. The TSA is also feeling strain. About 95% of its workforce is working without pay, raising concerns about potential absenteeism and longer security lines at airports if screeners call out. The Secret Service will continue protecting the President, Vice President, and other designated officials. Meanwhile, FEMA remains focused on life-saving emergency response. But longer-term preparedness efforts are at risk as some staff have been furloughed. Not all DHS components are affected. ICE and CBP remain funded through 2029 after receiving $75 billion and roughly $65 billion, respectively, in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, insulating them from the current shutdown. With negotiations seemingly floundering, the next steps on funding the agency remain unclear. When senators return to Washington on Monday, most of Capitol Hill's attention will be set on the upcoming State of the Union address from President Donald Trump. A deal to fund the agency before that event seems unlikely. Democrats have indicated their intention to stand firm in their demands for reforms. However, an extended shutdown of DHS, particularly through its impacts on travel and disaster recovery, could become politically costly for both sides, prompting an agreement. In the interim, though, no path forward on the issue is readily apparent. Jackson Richman and Joseph Lord. Bookmarks. President Donald Trump said on Thursday that he plans to commit $10 billion to his newly formed Board of Peace. The Board of Peace is going to be looking over the United Nations and making sure it runs properly, Trump said during its inaugural meeting. The Department of Housing and Urban Development is proposing a new rule that requires some residents in subsidized housing to show proof of citizenship. The days of illegal aliens, ineligibles, and fraudsters gaming the system and riding the coattails of American taxpayers are over, HUD Secretary Scott Turner said in a statement. United States and Iranian negotiators may have less than 2 weeks to reach a consensus on Middle East safety concerns, Trump said on February 19. He referenced last June's strikes against Iran, saying the U.S. may go further, adding, "You're going to be finding out over the next probably 10 days." For Texas, Democratic political organizations are consolidating power and pooling $30 million in a campaign to turn the Lone Star State a little more blue. "We are going to work with all candidates on our ticket from the U.S. Senate all the way down to Constable and making sure that we're putting one gigantic voter mobilization program together in this state," Texas Democratic Party Chairman Kendall Scudder said. Colorado might be the latest state to enter the redistricting fight, if one local Democrat-aligned group has its way. Check out Chase Smith's latest report to find out more. Stacy Robinson.